Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello, and welcome to Share Talk. I am Bonnie Hughes. Today, we are speaking with ECR Minerals. They are working to develop their gold projects located in Victoria, Australia, and they are in close proximity to some major gold producers. Here to tell us the potential of the projects is Craig Brown, Chief Executive Officer. Hello, Craig.
Good afternoon, Bonnie. Hi.
So your projects are in a very good neighborhood and you are progressing them forward. Your share price recovered from a dip in April, but is still lagging. What do you think the market is missing about your projects?
Well, I think to a certain extent, they just don't fully understand the full potential of where we are. I mean, there's a number of other exploration companies operating around the area, one of which has a number of exploration licenses, and we recently sold them a couple of our licenses, and that's a company called Fosterville South Exploration. And I mean, their market cap is worth over a couple of hundred million Canadian dollars now. We have Australian companies with market caps of $60 million plus, and we're looking at £5 million as our current market cap, or approximately. So, you know, certainly we're in the lower range. We've certainly got the potential of both of those companies. We had a number of other licenses, and as I explained, we disposed of three projects recently to Fosterville South. And the reason is we've kept our two best projects to focus on, which is Creswick and Baylisden. The significance of Victoria is it's a very good area to operate in. It's got great infrastructure, and you've got a very successful gold mine there, and the Fosterville gold mine, which produced year before last just over 300,000 ounces, close on, who knows what their target's going to be this year, but their cash operating costs are around $300-$400 an ounce when look at the value of gold at the moment.
Just to clarify for investors, so Fosterville Gold Mine is owned by Kirkland Lake, and Fosterville South is who you sold your projects to for a $500,000 payment to you in cash. But what is the potential of Fosterville South, and how will it benefit ECR?
Fosterville South had two other projects already, which they'd acquired. So we sold them three of our projects, which were, we'd done some drilling work on one of the licenses of Oka, but we have a potential $2 million upside in bonus payments to us based on any resources discovered and ounces produced. So potentially it's good news that Fosterville South is creating a new company called the Leviathan Gold Company, and that they're spreading it out and raising another $5 million to develop the Avoca and Timor licenses. So that's greater potential for ECR to receive that $2 million.
And speaking of future cash coming into the company, you received a cash rebate back from the Australian government for R&D tax incentive scheme. Do you expect to get more refunds from the scheme?
Yes, 40% of about 42% of our exploration expenditure, we get refunded if providing it is in the form of development, and so it's some form of new technology. And that's what we've been working on down at Creswick and even further north, with our turbidite-hosted gold deposit analysis or theory. We have a Dr. Rodney Boucher, who's our chief geologist down in Victoria, and he's been doing most of our work for us on that with a team of geologists around him. And we received $555,000 back in January as a grant for the work which we did last year up till June. And then, as I say, we received $500,000 from Fosterville South for the sale of those licenses. And we did a placing in April for £500,000, £500,000 in London. So, we certainly have enough cash at the moment and enough cash to do additional exploration work. And of that exploration work, we expect to get 42% of the amount refunded to us. So it's positive.
And can you give us an overview of the potential of your most prospective project?
Well, within our Baylisden license, we have three areas, HR3, Black Cat and Blue Moon. And Blue Moon is what we like the most. The reason is that you've got quite continuous grades, quite reasonably high grades, and that's got quite a bit of size potential. And I can't give you an estimate to say how many millions or hundreds of thousands of ounces could be there, but we certainly know that there is a reasonable amount of ounces, and we just need to continue with the drilling to extend that further. Creswick, however, has a lot more potential scale because of the sheer larger size of it. So that runs for 7 kilometres, 40 metres wide, quartz veins all the way through. It's been historically mined close to surface back in the late 1800s. That has huge potential. And so, you've got operators around the area apart from the Fosterville gold mine run by Kirkland Lake Gold. You've also got the Costerfield mine owned by Mandalay Resources. And then the third mine, which is quite significant around the area, is the Ballarat Gold Mine, which is owned by Lions Gold. It's a company listed on the Singapore Stock Exchange. Its performance hadn't been great recent years, but during the last 2 years, it's turned around and made a profit, and it's under new management run by Chinese, and certainly things seem to be going very well for it, and it seems to be very successful at the moment. And that mine's historical and producing about 40,000 ounces per annum. So that's quite in close vicinity to our Creswick mine. So all around, we have three very successful mines in operation. Plus, we have Newmont, which is the third largest gold producer in the world. We have licenses to the north of our Baylisten license.
I guess in choosing the projects that you have, you had some historical data that attracted you to these projects.
Well, no, it was more work which we've done ourselves. So there was historical data. I mean, all of the licenses, including the ones we disposed of, we had historical data for, but we've done quite a bit of drilling. I mean, 2017, 18, 19, all 3 years in a row, we've run drilling programs. And 2018, 2019, we've had some very good results. And last year was our best results between Black Cat, Creswick, and Blue Moon. We get rock chip samples all the time coming off surface, which have produced good grades in the past. But it's actually the work which we've carried out ourselves and the drilling which we've done, which has proved that the mineralization and the gold is actually there.
And are you in discussions with any partners or future earning partners?
Yes, we're in discussions with three different groups at the moment, two basically in respect of Creswick and one on Baylisten license. To be honest, we'd like to keep Blue Moon ourselves and do that work ourselves, just seeing how things go. We did have a formal proposal, which we rejected. We understand we'll be presented with another proposal soon. So, you know, we are in discussions with a number of groups.
So then with regard to your news flow, it's been since April. Obviously, everyone's been not doing much work due to COVID-19. But what can investors expect to hear from you over the next few months?
Well, we do have a couple of exploration programs planned, but we haven't started those programs as yet until we finalize until we go further down the path with our potential partners, because the plans which we have may not be potentially what they want to carry out. Hopefully, that should be sorted out fairly quickly. There's been announcements on the news even this morning that they're talking about resuming work-related flights between Australia and the UK and having a work corridor. So hopefully I can get over there fairly quickly and we can get moving with things. However, COVID in no way has restricted negotiations and, you're still able to operate and work in Victoria.
Well, that's excellent, Craig. Well, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to keeping up to date with your news flow and hopefully some good news with regard to your partners, and I hopefully you'll come and join us again.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much for listening to us on ShareTalk. Have a very profitable...
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.